This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
In the last program, we talked about what debriefing was and why we should be doing it with our third culture kids. Let me remind you again of what debriefing is. Debriefing can be defined as talking through an experience after it has taken place, and it gives a person an opportunity to recount the positive as well as the negative of experiences with someone who understands. It can be done in a structured or unstructured manner according to the need and environment. Through talking through an experience, a person can start dealing with any issues that might have come up and any difficulties they might be experiencing through the changes that they are facing. I'd like to read you a piece of writing that I found one time on the internet. It's by a guy called Nate Heckman. And what I've found is that this piece of writing expresses what we're trying to do with debriefing. Let me read it to you, and we'll talk about it a bit more. A blessing for a young MK. Why do you look so sad? It is hard to say goodbye to friends, is it not? Let me wish for you God's blessing, my child. I wish you heartache your whole life long. I wish you painful and anguished, tear-stained partings, so many that you cannot count, so many that the joys of new friends, new places, and new lessons melt in the aches of the old, that thinking back on your life, you would see one long river of happiness and sorrow mixed, no boundary of bright and dark, but ever the joy tinting the grief, and ever the hurt staining the good. For should ever your heart grow callous and goodbyes become routine, should ever you learn to grow your roots shallow to ease inevitable uprooting, then I mourn for you, for surely you have died. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Matthew 5, verse 23. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. John 16, verse 22. Debriefing is part of this process of helping third culture kids to stop their hearts becoming callous, as we expressed in this piece of writing, and to stop goodbyes becoming routine. Growing your roots shallow is a way of protecting yourself. Debriefing is part of that process of helping children understand that it's not the best way to protect yourself, but that there are better ways of doing so. So my challenge to you is, how can you use debriefing to help your kids, to help those kids living around you? The other thing that we need to say is that re-entry of missionary kids, or TCKs, is not just an event. It's not just something that happens on that particular day, but it is a process. And it is not necessarily a linear process, but rather it follows various paths and sometimes comes back again and goes over and goes somewhere else. And it takes time until one is fully reintegrated. Sometimes an event or a memory or a meeting with a friend can set one back in the process of re-entry. A few years ago, I went to a friend's wedding. We'd been together in secondary school, and I hadn't seen him since we had graduated. It was a wonderful wedding, and it was really good to see other classmates as well. However, when I got home, it felt like I was going through the whole grieving process of leaving Tanzania again. Even though we had left Tanzania at least 3 years before, the pain was as fresh as when we had just left. The other thing to comment about and to emphasise why debriefing might be so helpful to kids coming back to their passport cultures, there are two issues that of false expectations and false fears. The issue of false expectations is not just specific to the TCK alone. When the TCK arrives in his passport country, his expectations of how people will react to situations are often quite different to the reality. One example of this was when one of my friends first returned to her passport country. She found it very hard to cope with all the wealth and the waste of money. Of course, she voiced some of these opinions, which didn't go down too well, as one can imagine. But there are also the false expectations from the people who live in the passport country. Because the TCK looks like them and generally talks like them, they assume the TCK knows everything that they would. An example that I've given in the past is that of when I was living in the UK, one of my friends asked me to get a can of Coke out of the Coke machine. Now, I had never seen a Coke machine before I'd returned to the UK and had skillfully managed avoiding using it because I just didn't know how to do it. However, there was no avoiding this particular situation. I just went to her and said, "Look, I really don't know how to do it. Please, could you show me?" Of course, that felt a bit humiliating, and of course, she was very surprised as well. The other thing to be aware of is that there are false fears that a TCK might have on their return to their passport culture. One of the fears can be that by embracing aspects of the passport culture, they are denying the host culture that they have just left. This might seem quite an irrational fear, but it is a reality, and it is important to communicate to the TCK that this is not true, that both cultures can be embraced together, though this does take a lot of work. The second fear might be, and it is linked to the first fear, is that if they take on this new culture they've come into, they will lose their original identity. And I have actually seen this happen. I know some MKs that have almost totally buried their identity that they had abroad and have created a new identity that is appropriate to their passport culture. It is only after talking to them for a while and having gained their trust that they might reveal some of their original identity. An MK friend of mine was chatting to me about her life in Africa one afternoon. Suddenly she turned round and said, "I've never told any of my friends in England this before." She had built a totally new identity in the UK and her childhood was just buried. By having a debriefing session, one can save the TCK a lot of unnecessary stress. Not only can they learn new strategies for dealing with the strange things that they are meeting every day, but also they can learn strategies for coping with chaos in transition. In doing debriefing, they can also learn about the whole transition process and how it works and realise that everybody goes through it at some point or other in their lives and that it is a normal experience. Debriefing will also give the TCK language with which to express emotions and reactions to the re-entry process. Having this language enables the TCK to process what is happening to him or herself and allows them to act upon all the events and the emotions in a structured way rather than just reacting and thinking, "This place is the worst place in the world." Having a right perspective of what is going on with you and what is going on around you gives you a good foundation for building and reinforcing a proper self-view, which is critical for making a good adjustment. How we do debriefing with kids is the next topic. I hope you can join us then.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.